Hello, I'm Alicia. In this podcast, I'll be doing an audio anthology. The works I'll be focusing on throughout this podcast are A Range of Emotions. They're a collection of poems that I have chosen written by me, my classmates, and published poets. Hope you enjoy. Laughter, by Elise C. Seeing him daily, she looked forward to that. No matter how many times he made her laugh, she couldn't rid the feeling of endearment. He is taken, though, taken from her. That hurt more than ever, but he still never failed to make her laugh. She wished she could tell him her feeling. Since she couldn't, she wished for him to keep her laughing. Love, by Elise C. Emotion every day. Emotion never ending. Emotions vary. Emotions hurt. Love isn't an emotion. Love is a privilege. Substitutes, by Elise C. Wishing tears didn't hurt. You always used to wipe them for me. Constantly stressing now. You always soothe me. Getting only to hug myself. Your hugs are a great gift. Broken, by Jennifer C. A broken heart, torn apart, will still long to be again strong. A broken soul is but a whole of someone entirely who has reached finally. A broken mind does not bind. One to be, a broken person agree. A broken of anything, try if you dare, it will always bring the option to repair. Taken, by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and be one traveler, long I stood, and looked down as one as far as I could, to where it bent the undergrowth, then took the other, as just as fair, and having perhaps a better claim, because it was greasy and wanted wear, through as for that the passing there, had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in the leaves no one's step had trotted black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on the way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. Shadows by Robin Lemon. I love company, in the form of anxious thoughts. I am less lonely. Accompanied by 20 screaming voices, tearing at my every inch of flesh. Pouring pain into my veins. Crying is good for the soul. They laugh in union. As I lie lonely in my bed, hoping someone will find me. Bruised and broken, I take me into their arms. Hold me like a child. But you are too grown to feel such things. These voices whisper, licking blood, carefully off their fingers. Spikes poke at the sides, leaving no room for me to move or breathe. I am slowly dying, and yet I tell you, I am fine. For if I were ever to admit that this is how I truly feel, my demons would take form, no longer shadows but figures, ready to take me whole. The selected works for this anthology. The topic I selected was to represent the amount of natural stages all of us use as humans and all of us go through. Being in high school, I thought a topic like emotions would pose as very important. Not only are emotions used by teens more rapidly than anyone, emotions are often ignored than treated. By reading all of these works, I hope teens just like me will not ignore their emotions, and often take up the opportunity to talk to someone close to them and treat their emotions like something we deal with every day.